I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. As usual, I think the show this evening will be jam-packed with information, and you're going to be hearing about some amazing, amazing discoveries and some amazing things that people are doing around the planet related to healing and vibrational healing, Egyptian healing rods, what I consider off-the-planet kind of stuff. And it'll be coming your way in the next hour. But before we get into the heart of the issue for tonight, we'd like to kick off the program in the usual way with a short mantra meditation coming from Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that now, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari. Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda leading the Hari Om mantra meditation. And that's a clip from back in the 1970s. And Swami Satchidananda, one of my main spiritual teachers. I'd like to, at this time, give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a longtime listener of ET Yoga, you know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And that goes hand in hand with self-empowerment. And the more you learn about how things work and are created and manifested in the universe, the more you know about the health situation as well. And I appreciate the intelligence and the spirituality of the ET Yoga listening audience in that regard. And I think I'm going to have some really interesting information to share this evening. And it kind of all started for me about 10 or 15 years ago when I discovered the process of healing without medicine and without surgery. And been talking about it for a long time. Then about 3 years ago, Greg Braden, a very reputable scientist, came forward with a video called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. And if you go on Google search, it's a YouTube, and that's what it's called, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, Greg Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N. And for people that don't believe it's possible, this will be a real eye-opener. And it basically shows a woman who went from the West over to Beijing, China, at a medicine-less hospital. And while she was there, they made her cancer tumor disappear in about 3 minutes. And it's all on video. And I was so impressed by that video because it confirmed everything that I had been telling people for a long time. And I decided to really check further into this hospital in Beijing, China, and got some information from a person called Luke Chan. And this Qigong clinic and training center, the same one, by the way, that was in the video of Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, this one in Beijing, China, it's simply known as the center. And normally there's more than 4,000 people living there, including doctors and patients. And Qilal teachers, trainees, and supporting personnel are also there. The center was established in 1988 in the city of Zigachong, and later in 1992 relocated to the city of Qinhuangdao. In 1995, it again expanded to its present address, an old army hospital in the city of Fengrun, 2 hours by train from Beijing. And it is directed by its founder, Dr. Pang Ming, a Qigong grandmaster and physician trained in both Western and Chinese traditional medicine. And the hospital is the largest of its kind in China and probably in the world. The center avoids medicines and special diets in favor of exercise, love, and life energy. It's a nonprofit organization and is recognized by the Chinese government as a legitimate clinic. Over the years, the center has treated more than 180 diseases, and the overall success rate being more than 95%. And Luke Chan spent a month living in the center, observing for firsthand how the hospital operates and interviewing more than 100 people who have miraculously recovered from incurable diseases such as cancer, diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, severe depression, paralysis, and systemic lupus. And many times he was moved to tears while listening to the accounts of these people and their heroic struggle against disease. One mother told him that she was so weak she couldn't even pick up a kitchen knife to kill herself, and so attempted to end her life by not eating. but when her 6-year-old son tried to spoon feed her a bowl of milk while her 11-year-old held a towel to wipe any spills, she decided to live at any cost. Since doctors couldn't help her, she turned to Chi Lao and, against all odds, recovered, and she's now a teacher at the center. And Chi Lao, the method employed at the center, was developed by Dr. Pang. And the method is based on the 5,000-year-old concept of Qigong, as well as modern medical knowledge. Dr. Pang, reverently known as Lao Shi, the teacher, has written more than 9 books on the subject. And Chi Lao consists of 4 parts. First, strong belief, a belief that Qi, or life energy, can heal all ailments, including one's own. Students build belief by listening to testimonials of recovered patients and learning about Qi and its healing effects. Second, group healing. Before a group of students begins Chi Lao, the teacher verbally synchronizes the thinking of the group to obtain Qi from the universe and bring it down into a healing energy field, shrouding everyone, including the teacher, himself or herself. And the healing effect is enhanced because the group is acting as one. The third component is the facilitating Qi healing by teachers. Teachers bring healing energy from the universe to each individual to facilitate healing and practice. Students learn easy-to-follow Qi Lao movements and practice them over and over again, the methods part of the Qigong. And apparently everyone does the same exact routine. And when a patient enters the hospital, he is diagnosed by a doctor and then assigned to a class of 50 or so people for a 24-day treatment period. He spends most of his time practicing Qi Lao, 8 hours a day without television, newspapers, or telephone. Those who can stand up practice standing, and those who can sit practice in their chairs, and those who can't move practice in their beds. Despite its amazing success at healing, the center is little known, even in China, because of its policy of not advertising in newspapers or magazines. However, the center is well known among its estimated 8 million Qi Lao practitioners. Through word of mouth, thousands of people from all over China are coming to the center every month. Indeed, Qi Lao has a great number of followers, and the center is the brain of this vast organization. New techniques for treating diseases are developed daily. For example, a new way of demonstrating the effectiveness of Qi for treating cancer has been developed. He witnessed a cancer patient being treated by 4 Qi Lao teachers while the patient's bladder cancer was reviewed on a screen via ultrasound machine and monitored by 2 doctors. The cancer literally disappeared in front of his eyes in less than a minute as the teachers emitted Qi into the patient, dissolving the cancer. And this is what you'll see as well on the Greg Braden YouTube video. And this person as well videotaped the incredible act. 10 days later, he requested the doctors to double-check if the patient's tumor was gone. Kindly enough, the doctors put the same patient's bladder again on screen, and we saw no trace of cancer. And later he was told that a major German TV station crew visiting the center a week before had successfully videotaped the same process with other cancer patients. The center has over 600 staff members, including 26 Western-trained doctors. Since no medicine is prescribed, there aren't any pharmacists. Hallelujah to that one. Doctors who prefer to be called teachers play only a minor role in this special hospital. Occasionally, they are called upon to attend emergency cases. Their main function is to diagnose patients when they come in to register and again after 24-day training period. Their diagnoses are classified into 4 categories for statistical purposes. Cured, symptoms disappear and appropriate instruments. EKG, ultrasound, X-ray, CT, and so on, they register normal. Then there's very effective. Symptoms almost disappear and instruments show great improvement. Then there's effective, which is noticeable improvements and student can eat, sleep, and feel good. And non-effective is no change or even worse. Well, according to the summary of Zining Qigong healing effects on chronic diseases published by the center in 1991, data of 7,936 patients showed an overall effective healing rate of 94.96%. That's 15.20% cured, 37.68% very effective, 42% effective. And in the center, no matter how sick a person is, he's still addressed as a student, never a patient. Why? Because he's learning an art, the goal of which is to heal oneself, not to rely on doctors. Therefore, no doctor-patient relationship exists. Students are enrolled in a 24-day treatment program. The tuition fee is only 100 won. That's about $12. Students can spend as little as 600 won, about $70 per month. And the center is probably the most inexpensive hospital in the world and is truly a nonprofit organization. Yet the center is an independent, self-sufficient organization without any help from government or private foundations. How do they operate so efficiently? Because many of the doctors, Chilal teachers, and supporting personnel are former students who have recovered from serious illnesses themselves and have now returned voluntarily to serve the sick with very little pay. Teachers play the roles of doctor, nurse, social worker, cheerleader, parent, friend, brother, and sister. Their effectiveness is measured by the healing rate of their students. Another reason for the center's effective but low-budget operation is that it uses group therapy. Students live in groups of 4, 8, or 16 persons per room, and by living in groups, students develop in a cooperative spirit of caring and love toward each other. Many of those interviewed have been rejected by their former hospitals as incurable and therefore had regarded the center as their last hope. As though sailing on the same boat in the ocean, students bond together against their common enemy, disease. And just as hospitals associate with medical schools to train young people to enter into medical profession, the center also has Chilal schools to train Chilal professionals. There is a Xining Qigong Academy, and 1 month and 3 month instructor training schools. The academy established in 1992 as a 2-year training program for young men and women under the age of 30 who have the minimum of a high school education. The 1 month and 3 month instructor training programs are for anyone interested in Chilal. And we're told that there are typically more than 1,000 students in both programs in school. In addition, just as prestigious hospitals have research programs, the center has many ongoing research projects, both on-site and in different university campuses around the country. And besides doctors, teachers, and students, there are hundreds of supporting personnel working in the office, cafeteria, bookstore, and so on. All of them are Chilal practitioners, and they practice Chilal together in the morning and in the evening about 3 hours a day. As they say, it's not just a job, it's a Chilal job. The center is open only 10 months a year because of lack of heating in the rooms during winter. The center is currently building a home for itself, a Chilal city, in a place near Beijing with better facilities to accommodate the ever-increasing number of students, including Americans and others coming from abroad. And the founder, Lao Shi, was asked, why didn't he promote Chilal to the world sooner? He replied that many people need proof whether Qi works or not. So instead of arguing with others, he preferred to work solidly by treating patients and collecting valuable data. And as a result, tens of thousands of documented cases over a period of 8 years have been collected. And now we're ready, so please tell the world we exist and Chilal can benefit mankind. To me, that is the idea of a hospital. No surgery and no big pharma. And in addition to that, I managed to get a hold of an interview by Dr. Min Pang, and he says that Qigong theory says that one's health is dependent on the body's normal life processes, which are all dependent on the unimpeded flow of energy. An illness is a disturbance of this flow. Doctors would say functioning is impaired. Qigong doesn't focus on the cause of the disease, but rather on restoring the person to total physiological balance. If the life energy is unimpeded, the body processes will normalize and the illness will naturally disappear. For example, people have unhealthy bacteria in their body but don't get sick. Why? Because their bodily functions and immune systems are strong. They resist the illness. But Qigong does not rely on resisting disease. It eliminates the source of disease altogether rather than leaving it latent in the body. In experiments, we see that a person's life energy can kill bacteria outside himself. Practicing Qigong will certainly kill bacteria within. And Dr. Pang says, I think it's best not to introduce the theory and concepts of this practice in the beginning. The more you talk about Qigong as miraculous, powerful, extraordinary, the more difficult it is for people to accept it. Even in China, I only introduce the teaching that is close to people's real experience, something they can actually see. So I say, first talk about Qigong as a cultivation to cure illness. People must learn to cure their own illness and not hope that a teacher will rub them or save them in some way. First, establish your own health. A lot of people think the more complicated a practice, the more profound it is. Actually, the more complicated a practice, the less effective it is. So if you learn how to harness and use this life energy of nature to cure illness in yourself and others, you have really learned something fundamental. You have a stable base from which to go forward. Everyone practices the same set of practices, and any patient who comes here is going to be depressed and pessimistic about his chances of recovery. So we don't talk a great deal about the theory and principles of Qigong. We first show him a video of group practice where a large number of people are generating powerful fields of energy. And we show him demonstrations where patients quickly lose weight or reduce their blood pressure or eliminate tumors. We show him patients before and after condition, the concrete results of practice. We don't show this to promote ourselves, but only to raise his confidence. In his mind, he is near death, and when he sees there's hope, he practices Qigong with determination. And some patients' illnesses respond quickly to practice, and others are more gradual. Our cancer patients, even though some die, don't suffer greatly. They don't need medicines and anesthetics. They are not emaciated or dispirited when they die. Some die almost a pleasant death while asleep. Others die while on the practice field. One can say that they died with real human dignity. The practice is the same for all diseases. Each term, we've had 20 to 80 paraplegics, some so bad they can't practice at all, they can't stand or walk. So we sit them near the practice field and gradually movement returns to their limbs. Soon they are standing and practicing with a group, and their recovery rate is about 40%. You also stated that practicing Qigong is very easy. Using life energy to cure illness is also very easy, and our patients can learn to use life energy to cure illness in 22 days. After 3 months, 30 to 40% can use life energy to diagnose illness. Diagnosis may be through a visual examination of the patient or by intuiting or feeling a person's disease. Up to 40% learn this skill very quickly, and it's not that complex. Now, the downside of all that is that apparently due to political pressures, this Qigong center has been closed down. And I did manage to track down what's called the Kokolulu Farm and Cancer Retreat. That's on the Big Island in Hawi, Hawaii. And for those interested, I do also have a phone number there, 808-889-9893. That's 808-889-9893. And by the way, if you're new to ET Yoga, you'll know that I kind of have the machine gun approach towards information. So if you're interested in rehearing the program, you can always go to my website at www.etyoga.com. And you just go to, on the main page, Radio Archives, hit that one button, and you're going to go to the list of our most recent ET Yoga programs. And, of course, today's date would be for today's program, which usually is available on the late Sunday night or Monday after the program on Saturday. And you can also track the program through BBS Radio and their archives, and there's no fee for that. So if you're looking to rehear a program. I also wanted to share some amazing information related to the healing process, and that's with respect to the Andara crystals. And I highly, highly recommend you get a hold of an Andara crystal. The Andara crystals are the highest vibrational crystals on the planet because they contain and are found in and around Prima Matra deposits, which is a combination of monatomic trace minerals. Natural and not listed on the periodic table of elements, the elements are there and they're known, but have not been accepted because modern science is still testing. But the Andaras have been known to allow access to higher dimensions of consciousness, will open and cleanse each chakra, produce healing vibrations, are truly from another world, increase access to universal knowledge, accelerate your spiritual development. Best crystal for giving one the ability to channel. Detoxify any form of negativity. Used as ascension tool for spiritual advancement. Reduce thought process, which makes it easier to channel. They have light refractions for channeling positive energy. They dramatically expand sensory perception to access information beyond the normal third dimension. Most of all, Andaras aid he or she to manifest the life chosen, and they are powerful healers and inner self activators. They are ancient healing crystals that have been around for many centuries and have been used in the healing temples of Atlantis and Lemuria. And being heliocentric, meaning they absorb and reflect light, the Andara crystal tends to draw the individual's consciousness into the center of the energy spiral within when they gaze into the crystal, thus bringing that person's consciousness into more intimate contact with the Andaran consciousness. And monatomic Andara crystals create a double vortex. In other words, they have zero-point energy and they have superconductive monatomic energy. It has been experienced that the field associated with the monatomic Andara crystals represent a very large kinetic potential. It works quite differently than regular crystals like quartz, where one may amplify their intention through the crystal. Instead, one inserts their intention into the kinetic field associated with the monatomic Andara crystal, and the entire field moves in response to that intention. Andara crystals are interdimensional keys used for healing purposes. The crystals interact with the individual electromagnetically, restoring health and equilibrium. The monatomic metallic elements can actually alter their physical state and shift into other dimensions. It seems the monatomic metallic elements have the ability to resonate similar materials to their high frequency rate, transmuting and transforming that material to resemble and reflect their exotic properties. And the Andara crystals were formed inside a no-time hyperfield, creating within them a kinesthetic continuum. This is a continuum that allows a moving time field within the elemental and structural composition of the crystal formation. They are even more potent than Prima Matra powder. They resonate with the sentience of the Ancient of Days that had been absorbed into their hyperfield. The Ancient of Days is an enlightened form of consciousness that comes from the galaxy of Andromeda and was drawn into the Andara hyperfield by the warping zone that occurred when the third and sixth dimensions touched each other. Amazing, amazing crystals. And just put one under your pillow and go to sleep at night. I think you'll notice some events happening. And monatomic Andara crystals positively affect the energy patterns that move through the body's meridians. Andara crystals initiate electromagnetic balance and harmony by a positive charged wave that restores and cleanses. The individual is blessed with greater creativity, enhanced mind-body coordination, improved learning ability, and less stress. Calmness and serenity can also result as mental clutter gives way to a more focused thought process. So amazing Andara crystals. I recently got involved with those, and I'm hoping this summer to take a Qigong course from one of the top masters, Lin Kai Ting, in Romania. Should also give information here concerning some amazing new discoveries as well related to healing vibrational systems. And we know that all things vibrate and have different vibratory characteristics. But did you know that body parts, including cells and organs, have vibrational signatures? There are healthy vibrational signatures as well as disease vibrational signatures. And understanding these scientifically and having the advanced technology to alter our body's vibrational signatures allows us to heal many ailments. In Atlantis, crystal technology was used for this, but the amount of knowledge and experimentation involved in cataloging all the different vibrational and electrical parameters of every detailed part of a human body is immense. It staggers the imagination. Not to mention the technology involved in creating the right crystals and methods of applying them. The technology needed to properly use such knowledge is also incredibly advanced. But it was done in Atlantis, and the technology and knowledge was brought to Egypt, and then some of it went to Tibet. It has been recently rediscovered by modern scientists. Atlanteans used very sophisticated crystal technology to heal, and many people naturally remember or intuitively sense that this kind of healing did and does exist. So they try to use quartz crystals this way or go to healers who use crystals. But such crystals are wild cards. They are all formed differently and performed differently, and most who use them are deluding themselves because they don't know what frequencies they are actually dealing with or to properly apply them, even if they had the right crystals for the task. Atlanteans had an entire science devoted to the understanding of the body's vibrations, and they had real scientific technology for using crystals to manipulate vibrations very specifically. Atlanteans didn't just pick up a crystal at the local bookstore and try to start healing with it. Whether it was used for healing or powering a house, Atlantean technology gave them access to many different specifically designed crystals, each designed to specific parameters according to their scientific knowledge of making each one a specific tool for a specific vibratory function. There were thousands of specifically tuned crystals available for healing alone. For those who want to use crystal vibration healing techniques, there are viable alternatives from modern scientific research. There are a couple of amazing devices that are close to the old Atlanteans' technology, but it took resources like government laboratories and scientists to develop them. They are called Electroacuscope and the Electromyopulse. They're manufactured by a company called Electromedical in Fountain Valley, California. And while the devices use the same principles as the what they did in the Atlantean crystal healing, by neutralizing disease frequency vibrations and transmitting healthy frequency vibrations, they use a somewhat different method of creating the body frequency vibrations. While not as sophisticated or powerful as the Atlantean technology, these amazing devices not only heal, but give the body and mind a tune-up. so it can function at its maximum potential. And apparently they've been studied for about the last 10 years. Of course, we haven't heard about them. It is the opinion of the author of some of this information that comes from the called the 19th chapter of the Law of One. And it is their opinion that if every doctor used one, hospitals would have about 90% less patients. And while the devices remain relatively unknown, even suppressed, they are used by Super Bowl-winning football teams, PGA pro golfers, Olympic athletes, Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C., where the top U.S. government politicians and military leaders go, and the Pope. Interesting, interesting stuff. So if you're serious about vibrational healing these days, the company can give you a referral to a doctor, physical therapist, or chiropractor who has one, or you can buy your own if you have the money. So there's a couple of new things. Also related to this whole idea of balancing the energy systems in the body is the whole concept around Egyptian healing rods. And, what did the Egyptian pharaohs, priests, and priestesses know about healing and spiritual evolution that we've forgotten? Well, I'd say it's the Egyptian healing rods. And holding the rods in your hands sends a gentle electric current through all your meridians and chakras, stimulating your chi, or life force. So again, even the Egyptian healing rods are connected with the Qigong practices. And Russian research has also found that the Egyptian healing rods stimulate the endocrine, immune, and nervous system. They harmonize the yin-yang energies of the body and strengthen the vital life force. They also open the energy meridians that feed the organs and other body systems, and they help to balance the chakras. And they also stimulate the body as a whole organism, thus promoting healing. And these cylinders were also used for healing, manifesting, and communing with what they called an Egyptian the netters. So, I've been using Egyptian healing rods for over 10 years, and I would highly, highly recommend them. They're a little bit pricey, around, between $250 and $300, I guess, depending on who you buy them from, and there are different types that are more specific for certain purposes. It's certainly something you can easily check out on any kind of Google searching. Also want to really pass on some, talk about good news. I just heard about this, and I was just thrilled to hear about it. And it's about a million school-age kids that meditate together. They hold hands and meditate, and this is in Taiwan. And according to the article I found on it, it's a sight to see, about a million school children meditating together during an annual Buddhist event held in Phra Dhammakaya Temple near Bangkok, Thailand. And aside from the children benefiting from the practice, organizers believe that starting with small things like changing oneself will help transform the world. And every year, a project called V-Start Change the World brings school children to a Buddhist temple in Thailand for a day of meditation. Organizers claim that 1 million children attended their most recent event. And I think that's just, that just makes me smile. I mean, this is just fantastic that these young people, and a million of them together. Okay, I remember back in the 1970s, actually, it came out that it was called the Maharishi Effect. and it talked about if 1% of the people in a given area meditated, it would have an effect on everything. Well, we also know that meditation has the potential to literally transform the world. And in fact, in 1978, what's known as the Maharishi Effect took place when a group of 7,000 individuals over the course of 3 weeks were meditating in hope of positively affecting the surrounding city. And they were able to literally transform the collective energy of the city, which reduced global crime rates, violence, and casualties during the times of their meditation by an average of 16%. Success rates and suicide rates and auto accidents were also lessened. And since that time, almost 50 studies have been done, further confirming the benefits of global meditation and its direct impact on everything in the world, even so far as to have results published in the Journal of Crime and Justice in 1981. So if 7,000 people had that kind of effect, can we imagine a million people meditating together? I mean, that to me is truly, truly amazing. And just kind of shows you that, you know, I guess you're not going to hear that one on mainstream news, right? Or about hospitals like in Beijing, China, that, you know, can have a 95% success rate dealing with disease when they're not utilizing any kind of surgery and no medicines. I mean, to me, this is what humanity is about. This is what true healing is about. And the kind of the cat's out of the bag. I mean, they might have shut that place down, but word spreading. And there's like, I think there's something like 80 million people in the world now that actually practice Qigong. I'd say that's cat's out of the bag. A lot of people know about this. And rightly so. I mean, what's happening in North America, I'm sure that 10 or 20 years from now, people are going to look back on this and it's just a disgrace what's happening and the way people are being treated. And I don't want to go there. But I would like to go on passing on a connection here between a free download that I have at my website, and that's at etyoga.com, and it's called The Root Cause of Disease. And I want to go through some of these points because and you can download this, by the way, for free. There's no strings attached. I'm not going to be emailing you and trying to sell you products or anything. It's a free download. It's at etyoga.com, and as soon as you go to the products page, you'll see there's a free download here. It's called The Root Cause of Disease. And to my way of thinking, there's 9 fundamental concepts which relate to the complete understanding of the root cause of disease. And the first is that the universe was created with unconditional love. And this is the frequency that it's the frequency that is your higher self is in alignment with. So how does this relate to ET yoga and self-empowerment? It's because you want your emotions and your vibrations to be in harmony with your higher self. Anything that's in harmony, such as joy and excitement and peace and, you know, all the positive emotions are in alignment with your higher self. If you're having negative emotions and negativity, that's telling you that you're not in alignment with your higher self. So both in a self-empowering way and in a health way, these two areas cross over, and that's one of the things that became obvious to me. The farther that you go into becoming self-empowered, the more you learn about how the body works. The second premise I have is that your experience in third-dimensional reality is based on your thoughts, beliefs, intentions, definitions, and emotions, and your outer reality is a mere reflection. Well, your body is an outer reality, and it's a mirror reflection as well. So that's the connection. And even the Pleiadians tell us that all physical disease is due to some kind of dysfunctional emotion. And again, thoughts, beliefs, intentions, definitions, emotions, that creates your reality. It also creates your health. Third concept, you're 100% responsible for your experience. Responsible doesn't mean you are to blame. It means you have the ability to respond. Because you created it, you have the power to fix it. That's your point of power. If you're blaming somebody else, blame always creates you as a victim. Complaining creates you as a victim. These are signposts to victimhood. Blame, complaint, and justification of your circumstances. Those are all totally equals victimhood. But when you take responsibility, 100% responsibility, then if you're the one who created it, you have the power to fix it. So that's your point of power. Fourth, all events are inherently neutral. We place value judgments on external events. Well, yes, all events don't, none of them come with built-in meaning. And that's one of those Bashar things. You place positive spin on outer circumstances, you can create a positive experience. And when you have a negative definition of an outer circumstance, you create a negative experience. And all events are inherently neutral. So the only way you can come up with disease is by placing a negative judgment on a neutral situation. Fifth, thought creates. Yeah, that's what the Palladians have been telling us since 1987, starting with Barbara Marciniak's Bringers of the Dawn. Thought creates, and how powerful your imagination is, and how all these little games that we got, you look around, everybody's on a cell phone, or they're texting, or they're playing these games on their computers or handheld devices, whatever. It's all to keep your attention outward. People are spending less and less time with their imaginations. And as I brought up on the last ET Yoga show, advice from Merlin the Magician, you want to really get into manifesting your outer reality, spend half as much time in your imagination as you do looking at what's already been created. Big tip. Sixth, negativity is a perception based on a value judgment based upon a neutral event or circumstance. It is essentially an erroneous belief out of which supporting false beliefs spring. And I think that one kind of speaks for itself, is that if you're going to have negativity, it's some kind of erroneous thinking. It's kind of like fear. All fear is illusion. If you can look at it and see it from a proper perspective, it just disappears. Seventh, when you run energy through positive beliefs, which are in alignment with your higher self, the results are positive emotions, love, joy, excitement, magic, peace. And when you run energy through negative beliefs, which are not in alignment with your higher self, the results are negative emotions, like hate, anger, negative synchronicity, and disharmony. And obviously the same is true with any kind of health issues. And the first thing I tell everybody, if you got any kind of situation in health that you would start to give a negative definition to, change it. Throw a positive spin on it right away. First thing you need to do is to place positive spin, because then something good's going to come from it. Eighth, when you incarnate in this dimension, you have four tasks. Function in 3D, become aware of your that thoughts take time to manifest, become aware of your illusion, and become one with your higher self. An illusion is all based on fear. There's only one vibration, which is love. Fear is the illusion of the absence of love, and all fear is based on false judgment. This is either self-judgment, like guilt and shame, or outward judgment. In order to conquer fear, you have to conquer illusion. Thus, personal sovereignty, or coming into your power, cross-connects with healing disease. And this is because disease cannot exist without judgment. And when we function at a level of consciousness without judgment, disease cannot exist. And I think it's also needs to be highlighted here about this whole idea about guilt and shame. And another one of the healing methods, because there's more than one way to do the healing vibrations or get heart-brain resonance like what they do in the hospital over the medicineless hospital in Beijing. There's a couple of other paths that I know about. One's called healing with the higher self. It was suggested by Master Kathumi. If you do some really tricky searching on a computer, you might still be able to find that method. And part of another method deals with taking all your anger and your guilt and your shame and offering it up to your higher self. Because if you can eliminate guilt, anger, and shame, well, it's probably going to cover about 95 to 99% of your negative emotions. If you can offer up negative emotions, then you don't have anything left to create anything negative with. So it's just another way to go about making a physical impact on the health of the body. And the ninth principle in my list is that acceptance is the higher vibration of judgment. It's beyond forgiveness because forgiveness implies that something has been done wrong. Acceptance says that all is happening perfectly just as it is, because what is happening enables us to grow. And then it moves us into the energy of love, trust, and peace. So I think that, you know, that covers my list of nine of the essential root causes of disease. And kind of bears some scrutiny. And I appreciate that I've thrown a lot of information at our audience as usual, because I don't know, that's kind of like the way I like to hear radio programs. I don't like to sit around for 15 minutes waiting for somebody to make a point. I like to hear lots of information, and then I like to pick and choose what I can use and what I don't use. And that's my hope for the ET Yoga listening audience, that you can use what you can use. You can follow up on with what you want to follow up on. And I try to keep pushing the parameters of the box, because I know in North America, what they were doing over there in Beijing, we think is a miracle. But it's not a miracle if you understand it and you've done it thousands of times, it becomes a technology, as Greg Braden would say. And we're just so far kept in the dark with respect to what's truly, truly available and out there. For the sake of some people making a lot of money on us being sick, and actually kind of falls into that whole paradigm of create the problem, wait for the reaction, and then provide the solution. And I guess we all know where that comes from. I'd also like at this time to give a little plug for my website at www.etyoga.com. My new book's there. It's called ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond. The True Nature of Reality. It's $9.95. You can get it right from the website, download it. Much appreciate your support with other products there as well. And I do have another product there called Miraculous Cures. A lot of people find there's pretty good information in there. So if you like ET Yoga, pretty sure you like my book too, because it's jam-packed with information. I think it's like 10 books in one. Because I find like the amount of information I give out on one ET Yoga show is like listening to, sometimes you could listen to 10 other shows. So anyway, appreciate your help, and much appreciation to the ET Yoga audience just for being you. Because as Bashar would say, you're already making the maximum difference just by being you. And when you're doing your joy or your passion, other people become aware of the difference that you're already making. And at the close of every ET Yoga show, I'd like to also wish you my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'd now like to share with you the Who Am I technique. That's become kind of a customary thing at the end of the ET Yoga shows. And the Who Am I technique comes from Sri Ramana Maharshi. In my opinion, a self-realized being. And the techniques called the vichara that he used to give to his most advanced disciples. And I would ideally like to do asanas first, then pranayams, and then do the vichara. If you don't do asanas or pranayams, it's not a prerequisite. It just kind of can make things a little easier. I would try to get in the highest place so you know how to get to, as close as you can get yourself to source energy. Very peaceful in a high state, maybe a meditation, maybe a mantra meditation. You could even use the Hari Om mantra meditation from this program to, develop a frequency base. And then place all of your attention in your third eye or your ajna center. And you place all of your consciousness in there and you become that spot so that all your consciousness is in one spot in your third eye. And then at that point, I would state to myself over and over again, maybe 30, 35 times, who am I? Ask the question. When you ask the question, the answer is going to come. This is a technique that can take you through the doorway. Maybe it's not going to take you through every time, but it's probably going to plant the seed. And the next phase of the process would be then to state the following, that I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.